You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. God's already spoken it through his son Jesus, said exactly how it's going to be in that day. Said, I painted the picture through Gideon. But when you lead a group of people in there and baptize them into the water and they take a drink of that living water and they come up from there looking around for the enemy. That's the one I've selected. Says they come up by sort of, well, you know, who cares? Well, let things be the way they were. Oh, so they're going to have to wait a little while. How are we going to do that in the last days? We're going to find a man just like Gideon, a bunch of other folks. We're going to find one threshing out in the field. How? We're going to find one out in the field? Oh, well, that's going to be like Elijah. And Elijah going to appear to him there in the resurrection. They're going to forsake everything and start studying and looking and searching. Go to killing the ox. Cutting up the plow and burning it. And go to seeking a country, city made without hands. Some of the others are going to be up on the housetop like Rahab. Said when they see the children of God moving, said they're not even going to go back and get their clothes. Oh, they're not going to understand why, but something in them going to pull them. Talking about, do you? Oh, they're going to be too grinding away at their job. Boy, they're just having a problem. They're just grinding away. Both of them going to be striving and working. But one of them going to keep grinding and striving. The other one going to quit grinding and striving and leave it and follow the Lord. Know that is what he is talking about, did you? You do now, don't you? Oh, you knew that is what he's talking about to start with. You just didn't know how he's gonna bring it to pass, did you? Ooh. Well, how are we gonna keep them going? Gonna follow the principle of Elijah with Elisha? Gonna do everything in the world can to run them back? Come on, I don't want to mess with you. You're too much trouble. Got too many things wrong with you. Got too many hang-ups. He's just a little old snotty-nosed kid anyhow. So they're going to say, just like Elijah, the Lord God liveth, I'm not going to leave. So you can get a pick on me. Talk about me. Oh, smite me with a mantle. Get all the things out of me wrong you want to, but said I'm still going. I can come to you and offer you a new plan for the Lord's Supper and you just jump all over me. I'm still going. Come to him with a demon-possessed child that she's demon-possessed. Smite her, but she's still going to keep going. Smiting a child, delivering a child, delivering herself all at the same time. Oh, we sure are talking some mysteries now. You established on a heavenly order. Jesus Christ already made the selection. I don't have anything to do with it. Just obey him. Ooh. Well, should I go home, go along, or should I stay at home, Brother Britt, whatever? Yeah, but I want to counsel with you a little while about all my I ain't got time to counsel, whatever. Well, you're just being mean to me, brother. Okay, being mean. Gone, don't want to have anything to do with you. Full of religion anyhow. I don't know how to do you. You're not even supposed to be in this thing. Oh, you're a child of darkness. Who wants an old half bald-headed Baptist anyhow? Wait a minute. You know the saying, once a Baptist, always a Baptist. What'd you say? Have not been made so. Sure has changed here lately. Said he used to try to persuade me to do things at all. At once he got to where he just told me that I wasn't worth fit to do it anyway. At the very moment he began to tell me I wasn't fit to do it, said I began to search around to get fit. I wonder, was he using psychology or what? No, he was just doing what Jesus said. Call it psychology if you want to, but that's what he used on you. You don't want to go along on this journey? No. And he doesn't want you. Now, what journey are you talking about? A whole journey that we're moving through, churches and all, every one of us. You come in there and baptize into that water of the body of Jesus, take that drink in the brook. You're supposed to get up from there and start looking around for what's wrong with you and for what's wrong with everybody else around you and start by grace begin to perfect that thing in your life. His people,
and
made us all one,
from deep inside.
The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Father God said unto Jesus at his sixth suffering, so now sit down to my right hand in the early church. That's where Stephen saw him sitting there, standing there. Said, till I get through with this thing, he said, then I make your enemies your footstool. Am I going to do it through your seventh suffering out in the outer court? When it's finished, I'll bring you and hang you, sacrifice of fire, preserve you right above the horns of the unicorn, burning in fire, horns of my throne. And then I gather your himself on the inside of me. Just like John said, that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Zion, he said, I'll send my new Jerusalem down. I'll begin to bring in people. Set them in order after my heavenly order. Baptize them. Let them lose their life in you. Washed away in you. Rise with the newness of your life, and said, I'll begin to make them your rod. Verse 3, the people shall be willing in thy day of power. Well, how are they going to be made willing? Well, I'm going to let religion and Satan just beat around on them from the time they're a child. That I'm going to let everything they do fall in failure. Oh. Said when I offer it to them, they'll be willing. Oh. How are we going to make them? Said, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. We bring them out on that sea of glass in that new Jerusalem and return them into the womb of heaven. We let the joiled army of locusts, your fiery flesh and your fiery blood, oh, and your fiery breath, just inside of the womb of the mother, just ooh, eat them all up. Eat all always up. Ooh. And we birth them out of that womb by the seven spirits and by the water of your body. Said, then we've got them. Said, those that come up out of that water looking for the enemy, they'll be the first selection. Ooh. Ooh. Looking the enemy in their own life. Looking the enemy in other folks' life. Oh, 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 oh. Lord, how will I know? You go to speaking about these things, you can look at them and tell. People that are understanding, they're ready to move. Well, they don't understand. Well, they know. They may not understand, but more tears moving in their eyes. They're quivering all over. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Turning white with the glory of God. Some of them don't even know what you're talking about. Boy, they're ready to go anyway. Oh. Oh. Have a sneak feeling that something is happening. Oh, 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 oh. So listen, the Lord has sworn to Jesus Christ that thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. What did that mean? Every time that God got ready to do something, Father God got ready to do something in the earth through Melchizedek, the type of Jesus Christ, he made his appearance. Oh, to Abraham. Got ready for Abraham to really possess the land. He came through Melchizedek. All at once he appeared and said, "There I am." Oh, 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 oh. Have you quit playing? Oh, 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 oh. How shall it happen? The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. Kings, sure, explain that all. Who? The Apostle John hath made us kings and priests unto God. Ooh. Well, I'm going to take flesh and blood people, and through them I strike. Oh. How's it going to happen? Verse 6 is going to be a terrible thing. He shall judge among the heathen, and he shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. Terrible. Judgment of God coming on earth. Did you know this? It's terrible. Our Father, Creator God, is looking for a fight. Because he'd already told his son Jesus, made a covenant with him. You suffer, you purchase the earth, but your mother, the Holy Ghost, and I will deliver it to you. You don't believe that? You watch it fulfilled right before your very eyes. The thing you have to worry about is that you're not counted in the camp of the enemy when this thing happens, as it happens. Because it hath already been finished. How shall he do it? First he shall move. The ministers, men, women, boys, and girls shall call out his remnant of people, his obedient-hearted people. Form them together in groups. Then out of that groups he begin to select the one he want to use for particular jobs. Out of Zion, the New Jerusalem. That hath already happened. When he laid out the plan, he said, that's where it's going to happen. Now, since he sent it down, it hath happened. How shall we know the person, verse 7, why he'll drink at the brook on the way, and therefore shall lift up his head. Takes a drink of that living heavenly water, baptized into your body, and he lifts up his head to go looking for the enemy. Go perfecting himself. Searching around in his own life, his or her own life. Oh, by grace confession, destroying the things that's hindering them. Go searching around the lives of other people. Ah, oh, 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 oh. Now we're going to get all this laid out. The Apostle Paul, called him. Made it very plain to everybody that he was called beforehand an apostle for the new age as a pattern of long-suffering, to show the long-suffering of God. Now that he'd go down to death, preaching the grace and judgment under the grace of God. And then in going down to death, he'd take his place in the council in heaven. There he'd administer that judgment right from there. Oh. Would he suffer? Absolutely. Satan, through religion, would beat him to a pulp, kill him 3 times, whip him no telling how many times. But he'll declare just exactly the way it is. I'm filling up that which is behind in the suffering of Christ until this thing is finished. And when he finished, I'll take my crown of life, and then from the heavens I'll administrate it, throw in the counsel of God. But all that I get to follow me in this age, they'll be right there with me. That's the reason John told a group of churches, be thou faithful unto death, I'll give you a crown of life. You can finish this thing in the heavens through another people when a day of the vengeance of the Lord is declared. The mystery of iniquity,
the mystery of iniquity,
must come to the full,
must come to the full,
and the man of sin,
and the man of sin,
must be revealed,
must be revealed.
Spoke the Apostle Paul,
spoke the Apostle Paul,
Christ speaking in him,
Christ speaking in him,
to let us know,
to let us know,
the workings of Satan. Now the man of sin, iniquity must come to the full. The preaching of good and evil and religion, I being a just God, as long as there is any groups moving in the earth into my fullness, I must work with them. Following the principle of Abraham and Lot. You remember the principle of Abraham and Lot? Won't destroy the earth, the camp of the enemy, if there's even just a few righteous in them. But said, when the iniquity comes to the fullest, the man who is sin is revealed in every church, in every land, the preaching of good and evil under religion, they've had it. Oh. An angel of God,
an angel of God,
descended from heaven,
descended from heaven,
and bound Satan,
and bound Satan,
a thousand years,
a thousand years,
into the pit,
into the
till all things be fulfilled. And spoke the Apostle John, Christ speaking in him. About 100 A.D. Satan in his evil character, working through the false church, had begun war of extermination upon the true church. And it continued for 250 years, a little better. and they slaughtered them by the millions. Holy Crusades, war, until man was completely captivated by Satan. All he had in his mind was to kill each other. If you don't believe this, you read history and look at Jesus while you read it. You couldn't even go from one country to another. They'd catch you and make a slave out of you, one province to another, and kill you. Then long-suffering of God said, now when is it finished? I keep knocking at the door, just like I said in the Laodicean church. Said if a group of people open up and begin to try to let me work in them, straighten this thing out after that 1,000 years or during that 1,000 years, he said, I'll go in and sup with them. That's what he did. Revival began to break out in that false church. They began to rise up against the cruelty, everything in it. The Spirit of God began to move in them, to bring them out of that church. In order to give them a chance, he sent and locked Satan up in hell. Now listen to the mystery. As it unfolds, that you may know the ways of the Lord. Satan working through the false church and
working through man,
made war against the early church and
overcame them.
And he slaughtered and murdered.
Through religion and war.
During the time of the Inquisition.
Of torture and pain.
Called the time of the bloodbath.
In the early centuries.
When over 30 million souls.
Were tortured and slain.
And the leaders of the nation.
Wanting favor
with the false church,
joined in the slaughter.
Then Gog and Magog,
religion and war,
were wedded together.
Their head was Satan.
They continued on,
working together
in the holy wars,
and their crusades.
They pursued the righteous,
branded them as heretics,
and the righteous hid them
in mountains and caves.
Faithful to death,
in obedience to their master,
as spoken through John.
Be thou faithful to death,
and a crown of life awaits you
in heaven's throne.
Till the time of God's judgment
on earth shall come.
Tell you a little bit about the terribleness of what happened. One of the things that they made war against was the Bible. They tried to exterminate the Bible. You know this? Everyone that had a copy of the Bible, they met
and by proximity, they sentenced them to death. That from now on, anyone that's caught with a Bible or part of the Bible, the original scrolls of the Bible, has now the sentence of death passed on them. By torture, by burning, by whatnot. In countless cases, they would find a family with a part of the original writings preserved on scroll, sheepskin, parchment, or whatever. And they would kill that family, start in killing them. And countless times, small kids that had such a desire and such a love for the Word of God planted in them by the Spirit of God would take that Word of God and flee to the mountains with it. Oh, oh, oh. Many of them had special hiding places, and they would die before they'd tell the hiding place of that Bible. And all that collection of the original writings of that Bible were dug out about the 14th century, and that's what started the Reformation. They had an old Bible. It was filled with all sorts of theologies, catechisms, and each one had their own group. It wasn't just Catholic. It was all over the world. Each one had their own interpretations of poison that's fed. They dug that original out on about the 14th, 13th century, I believe it was, wasn't it? 12th century, something like that. And it started the Reformation. Original copies of that Bible that sold, many thousands of souls had died for. Oh, oh, oh. Each time a soul of the faithful righteous was slaughtered, tortured, burned or drowned them. Our Lord gathered their soul to Him crying under the heavenly altar, saying, wait a little while. John saw these souls on the altar. Millions of them crying day and night. You read it in the book of Revelation. So just wait a little while. Till all this thing be fulfilled. Said, then I'll declare my day of vengeance. And they murdered and slayed them.
And they murdered and slayed.
Till they made a sea of blood.
Till they made a sea of blood.
Up to the horses' bits.
Up to the horses' bits.
All over the world.
All over the world.
And a sea of pure water.
And a sea of pure water.
Of the righteous flesh.
Of the righteous flesh.
Of the innocent people.
Of the innocent people.
That were murdered and tortured.
That were murdered.
And the cries of suffering,
the cries of suffering
fill the air
up to the seed of Satan,
the prince of the air.
Then judgment came,
wormwood hit the water,
and fire hit the air,
and everything dead. Then for a thousand years, man was parted into destruction. Disease and pestilence. Light of humanity almost went out. Bubonic plague. The white plague. Typhoid. The black plague. Many cities were completely wiped out. They had no place to bury the dead. They had to pull them outside and burn them. The country of France, which were noted in the slaughter of the Huguenots, was almost decimated. Spain had hardly enough people to build back a country. And Italy, just to name a few, became a country of gnomes. You know what gnomes are? Hunchback people. Completely demon-possessed in their mind. And a very few sane people were left in their country. Oh. If you notice, in every one of them, the people that had a clear mind or the remnant of God that had maybe just a little touch of the truth were saved. They were kept. Ooh. When all was fulfilled and
when all was fulfilled
and the sea of innocent blood
and the sea of innocent blood
reached the horses' beards and
reached the horses' beards
all over the earth and
all over the earth
and the water of innocent flesh
and water of innocent
made it like sea of water
and the cries of their suffering
and the air did fill the first false church and
the first false church
said as Satan's wife clothed with their false beauty
gorged with innocent blood
for the evil wedding supper of Gog and Magog
filled with the riches
of gifts from the world.
Then our Lord said,
in all things it must be just.
Now lock up Satan
and give man a chance
to obey me
and turn from their ways.
Being free of Satan,
they'll be free to obey.
So the angel came down
and locked up Satan
in the bottomless pit
for a thousand years.
The slaughter diminished
him for a little while.
As the false church reorganized and
said, we're civilized now.
Oh.
John had already seen that. He saw the head of the first beast bruised as unto death. Then he saw rise up out of the sand and see a lamb. A false church like a lamb with two horns. He said, we're real meek and quiet now. We're civilized. What happened? God began to move in that false church. The remnant of people began to come forth in obedience. They never did move into the order of God, full order of God. They stopped short. They said, we'll make an image to the beast. They said, only we'll be quiet and meek about it like a lamb, but we'll still preach good and evil. And that revival in that false church reached such a height. Moving into the order of God. until God even sent a visitation of the Holy Ghost, of fire and blood and wind, just like we received, just like Pentecost received. And they begin to take that and boast, I've called fire down from heaven now, you're not to follow me. But they stop short. Instead of going on into the full plan of God, which is 700, they went 600, 66. Where did they stop short? They didn't enter the New Jerusalem. They stayed outside. So they still being in the world had no chance. Neither do her children. Well, where was New Jerusalem? It was already offered to them. John had already offered to them, said it's coming down out of heaven. Right there, said it's poised, ready for whosoever will walk in my obedience and get ready for it and say, Lord, thy will come. Said it'll come right down among them. Said we don't want that. We'll build an image to the false church. We want to rule the world from the earth. We don't want heaven ruling over us. Oh, now to be fulfilled, the sayings of Jesus.
The sayings of Jesus.
Will you follow your father Satan? Or do God's will? So you're going to fill up that widget behind of your father's now after this, or are you going to follow God? Then to reorganize false church.
Then to reorganize false church.
Being free of Satan.
Be free of Satan.
Only left with his testimony.
Only left with his testimony.
In them.
In them.
They met in council.
They met in council.
And considered many plans.
And considered many plans.
They made peace with each other.
They made peace with each other.
To work out their plans.
To work out their plans.
The final outcome.
The final outcome.
Is now history.
Is now history.
Built an image to the whore church.
Built an image to the whore church.
To fulfill iniquity in man.
Fulfill iniquity in man.
Fulfilling the scripture.
Fulfilling the scripture.
Spoken by the Apostle John.
I saw a second
beast like a lamb with two horns.
Like a lamb with two horns.
Yet he spoke like a dragon.
And he spoke like a dragon.
Great swelling word.
Great swelling word.
Built an image to Satan.
Built an image to Satan.
That still lasts today.
That still lasts today.
Oh. You come from. Most every one of us come out of it. And you know where most of us got saved? Through the little remnant of God's people that's moving around among these churches with a little bit of truth. An evangelist come by every once in a while, or some faithful old saint would minister the salvation of Christ through by grace through faith, or calling on the name of the Lord. Or some person that had truth would pass it on to you. That's where most of us got saved. But they were hidden. They were hidden people in these churches. They weren't the hierarchy. Ooh. Said we'll murder no more.
And we'll murder no more.
In our own ranks.
In our own ranks.
We'll do good works.
We'll do good works.
And deceive the world.
And deceive the world.
We'll build an image.
We'll build an image.
To our mother whore.
To our mother whore.
But we'll use piety. And slaughter no more.
And slaughter no more.
Oh, oh, oh.
she'll become a meek hidden wife to her husband of war. And let them kill each other. Then we'll gather the spoils.
We'll say in our hearts.
In false humility.
We're the way of peace.
We'll follow thy means.
So they send ambassadors.
To the nations of war.
And said, we'll live among you.
And do good works.
We'll heal your people.
Civilize them with religion.
And we'll go with your armies.
And pray for the dead.
We'll live among you.
You leave us alone.
And we'll return the favor.
And let you be king.
We'll call this doctrine.
Separation of church and state.
Even though we're spirit separated,
we'll live together.
Listen at it. We'll close our eyes and
to evil ways and wars
and to your injustices
and oppressions of the poor.
We'll say whatever you do,
though not right and just.
We'll say to people in piety,
man must do what he must.
I saw a certain leader of religion, evangelist, council, on an interview, and he made that statement. Asked him about wars and this and that. And said, well, man must do what he must. I said, Lord, what do you think about it? He said, it makes the fury rise in my face. He said, I just boil. And then just let me boil too, because I want to be just like it. Half been done. The very idea of a person representing me, going around telling me they represent God, and then go around and say man must do what he must in slaughtering and killing and shedding blood over the earth, when all blood belongs to me, I've spoken and said no one had a right to shed blood. And so someone to sit up puffly, vainly puffed up with Satan's religion and say, man must do what he must and dismiss the slaughter of millions of souls in that fashion, said, it makes the fury rise in my face. Do you believe he feels that way about it? Absolutely.
Fulfilling the prophecy
of Jesus through John.
They'll send gifts to each other.
And make peace.
Disregarding the two witnesses.
Lying dead in the earth.
The blood and body of Jesus.
Which was shed at the cross.
But I'll leave Revelation 11 chapter. Said, I'll leave these two witnesses on earth.
Where the soldier slashed open the side of Jesus and spilt his blood and water, said, I'll leave them right there.
He said, those will have my plan in them. Every person that looks at that blood and that body, begins to move by faith in it, he said, I'll work out my plan in their life.
Said they're to go basing that righteousness on the blood and the water. Said there are three that bear witness in earth. I've already told it through John, the blood, the water, and the spirit. Said I'll lead them into my way. But they didn't do that. Said plan is by works of good and evil. It's not by the blood and the body of the Lord. So they began to send gifts to each other. Left those witnesses laying dead. Laying dead, not using them. Didn't use the blood to cleanse themselves, only made a mockery out of it. Didn't use the body for their strength and the moving in their spiritual life, only made a mockery out of it. We don't need that. We got religious works, good and evil. We'll not do this, we'll do this, we'll not do this, and we'll do this. And we'll call that the Holy Ghost, but we don't even really need the Holy Ghost. They said. But there's something happened to them right here lately. Those two witnesses begin to stand on their feet. Oh, well, I thought those two witnesses were the true church. You can't separate the blood and body of the Lord from the true church. You can't save your soul. So I leave those two witnesses there crying out with the Holy Ghost, just like I left Abel's blood in the Old Testament, crying out from the ground. Said I gather all innocent blood right to that, form a sea of blood so high, sea of pure water so high, air filled with their suffering. And I use that for judgment. I use that to make a new earth for the obedient people that follow the blood and the body and the Holy Ghost. Said I also use that for judgment for those that don't. I'm righteous, said I'm going to judge by what they've done. Said those false people that have shed that innocent blood, have caused it to be shed, teaching hate and prejudice, sending their young men and women off to war to shed innocent blood, said they're the ones that's the cause of it back there. Said they taught it in their churches. Said when it comes time to judgment, said I'm going to get that innocent blood on the idle shepherds. And Zechariah said I'm going to fling it on them in fire. Then I'm going to say, righteous is the Lord God that judgeth you. Here's the blood that you shed. Oh, you don't believe that's the way he set judgment? You search it out. He said, I'm not going to just start it to underlings. And I'm going to lay judgment to the line. They're going to be judged according to the blood they've called shed. That all those at the top that fed those false theologies of fantasy and good and evil down to those little underling pastors. He said, I'm going to lay all of it on them. And I'm going to get the false pastors that took my innocent people in captivity, caused them to sin. You remember he pronounced it. He said, don't teach my people to sin. And when I see one of them get saved, he said, I cover them with the blood. He said, you better leave them alone. Said, don't take them and start teaching them religion and teach them to sin against me. Said, I won't lay it to their account. Said, I'll lay it on you. He said, although they sit up there in the seat of Satan and fed all those false theologies down, he said, I'm going to take every bit of that and just pile it on them. Just double their iniquity. Well, I don't believe God does. You think he's going to let innocent blood cry from the ground? You serving that kind of God? No, sir. Oh, oh. When this coalition...
When this coalition...
Of religion and state...
Of religion and state...
Was worked out...
Was worked out...
With Satan bound,
so man could not let her
say Satan made me do it. Fill up their father's works,
disregarding God's plan.
4,000 years, doing the dark ages.
And men grew more religious.
And men grew more religious.
Plagues did ascend.
From the bottomless pit.
In sickness and disease.
In sickness and disease.
As minor demon hordes. Were released to man's desire. Fulfilling the prophecy.
Fulfilling the prophecy.
That had said.
That had said.
They drew their strength from hell. Saying all is well.
Saying all is well.
The judgments of Egypt.
The judgments of Egypt.
Were upon the world.
Were upon the world.
The corpses of the dead.
The corpses of the dead.
Littered the world.
Littered the world.
Man in darkness.
Man in darkness.
Drawn away from God.
Drawn away from God.
Became a prey to religion.
Became a prey to religion.
Superstition and such.
Superstition and such.
And the earth was filled.
And the earth was filled.
With witches and sorcerers.
With witches and sorcerers.
The world in darkness.
The world in darkness.
The light almost went out.
The light almost went out.
Satan's image, and they gnaw their tongue, and in pain did not repent.
In pain did not repent.
They worship idols,
they worshiped idols,
stone idols of saints, and
stone idols of saints,
and blaspheme to the fullness,
and blaspheme to the fullness,
all of the heavens, and
all of the heavens,
at the end of a thousand years,
and at the end of a thousand years.
As it drew nigh,
as it drew nigh,
God sent among them,
God sent among them,
his prophets of truth,
his prophets of truth,
men like John Calvin,
men like John Calvin,
Martin Luther and others,
Martin Luther and others,
and revival broke out,
and revival broke out,
light began to come,
light began to come,
fulfilling God's nature,
fulfilling God's nature,
of his goodness he must show,
of his goodness he must show,
when his goodness rejected,
when his goodness rejected,
then fire is the end.
Fire is the end.
Satan must be loosed.
Satan must be loosed.
To take his seat again.
To take his seat again.
Fulfill man's iniquity.
Fulfill man's iniquity.
Satan ahead becoming one. But the last work of Satan,
but the last work of Satan,
is compromise and deceit,
is compromise and deceit,
through religious theologies, and
religious theologies,
he takes his seat,
he takes his seat,
fundamentally forming,
fundamentally forming,
the mind of man,
the mind of man,
in good and evil,
in good and evil,
not from the tree of life,
not from the tree of life,
each time in the past year,
each time in the past year,
revival broke out,
revival broke out,
among God's people,
among God's people,
that it did,
that it did.
Satan through his prophets, and
Satan through his prophets,
of religious education,
of religious education,
formed their minds, and
formed their minds,
in the image of him,
in the image of him,
fulfilling the prophecy,
fulfilling the prophecy,
of Jesus through John,
of Jesus through John,
of the sweet little book,
of the sweet little book,
that made his belly bitter,
that made his belly bitter,
taking the book of life,
taking the book of life,
the Bible you see,
the Bible you see,
corrupted their mind,
corrupted their mind,
so call good and evil,
so call good and evil,
using the same deceit,
using the same deceit,
working Adam and Eve,
working Adam and Eve,
He established his root.
He established his root
of good and evil in man.
Of good and evil in man.
To bring to his fullness.
To bring to his fullness.
Evil in man.
Evil in man.
And bring together.
And bring together.
Babylon and her daughter.
Babylon and her daughter.
Man struggling outside.
Man struggling outside.
The church to deliver himself.
The church to deliver himself.
Through knowledge of medicine.
Through knowledge of medicine.
Mental therapy and such.
Mental therapy and such.
God's nature of mercy.
God's nature of mercy.
Working through the wisdom of man.
Working through the wisdom of man.
Mercy rejoicing against judgment. In his love for man.
In love for man.
All the knowledge of mercy.
All the knowledge of mercy.
Man's fight against disease and hunger.
Always
falls
short.
Always
falls
short. Satan locked up God's plan.
Satan locked up God's plan.
In the false church.
In the false church.
The keeper of the book.
The keeper of the book.
Satan firmly seated.
Satan firmly seated.
Keeps the truth locked up.
Keeps the truth locked up.
It's a God's plan that the church be the pillar and the ground of the truth in the earth. To reach out in man's struggle against disease and hunger. Oh, yes. And to deliver them the truth of God's plan that they might come into the fullness of God. But Satan locked up the truth through good and evil. Good and evil preaching.